Shalom, shalom, brothers and sisters. Praise the Lord. This is Brother Landry from Gabon. And I am going to be sharing my testimony today with you all, a little part of my testimony. And I pray that it will be a blessing to you all. And I thank God for how He makes things, because on Tuesday, I thought I was supposed to send the testimony then, but I was informed that I was supposed to do it on Thursday, which is today. And in between that time, the Lord began to speak to me again about those things that I was about to talk about, and begin to show me actually how great and how glorious it was, and how His mighty hand was really working. So I will share a little bit of what happened to me during the time from it was one of the most difficult period of my life. And it began in 2020, at the beginning of 2020. By that time, I was in university. I think I just finished my exam. I was coming out of exam period. I had one more year remaining in which I was going to do my internship to finish. So after the exams, as usual, I decided to seek the presence of the Lord. I went to pray and I fasted and I read the word. And I was just fellowshipping with the Lord. And in that period, the Lord began to show me many things. And He began to grant me graces that I did not have before. And things were moving in my life. But in the process, I found myself in great trials. In very great trials. And I began to receive attacks, demonic attacks, and it got terrible and terrible and terrible, because at that time actually there was something that was wrong in my life that I had done, a certain connection, something that I was holding on, which I was not supposed to hold on. So at that time, a lot of things happened. There were a lot of attacks upon my life, and I began distress. I became unstable emotionally, mentally. I began to hear voices. Not all the time. Most of the time, I was feeling a presence wherever I would go, an evil presence around me, like somebody was watching me, trying to harm me or something. And I was going. And I was still seeking the Lord at that period. And I was fasting and everything. So it was like that. I was feeling that presence. One particular day I remember, I can never forget. It was in China. And I was just I was praying. I was walking on the street. I was singing songs. And as I was walking, I saw four beings before me. And I knew that they were not normal beings. They were in the form of animals, in the form of dogs, four dogs. But when I saw it, I knew that these dogs are not normal dogs. And first of all, this was in China. And in China, they don't have stray dogs. I had never seen a stray dog in my life. And these ones, there were four. And they were not just there moving around. No, they were the pathway I was walking, it was those side roads. And they were on the road, like as if they were waiting for me. There were four of them with four different colors. And the size of each one, it was increasing. There was a smaller one, a bigger one, another bigger one, and a bigger one. So, and they were there. And as I passed by them, I prayed and I shouted in Jesus' name. And when I did that, I heard a loud voice in my right ear, which was not like a human voice, which also resounded and said, in Jesus' name. And when that happened, they moved from before me on both sides of the road, and I passed by in the middle, and I came back to the dormitory later on, and I still saw them there, and there was some of them that were not there anymore, and everything. But it never ceased, like the attacks never ceased. It was continual. It kept going on, it kept going on. My senses, everything became so sharp. It was so strange. My emotions, everything was unstable. I was so troubled. My mind. Then I became sick. I could not sleep, I could not eat, I could not do anything. And it became worse and worse and worse to a point that, oh, everybody around me could know that this guy has a problem. Something wrong is going on. So, and this happened as I was in China. They took medicine, sleeping pills for me to be able to sleep. And they tried to give me food. And at the beginning, even the food that I was eating, it had a terrible smell. It was smelling like, I don't know, good food people were eating. But me, when I would take it, and it would smell terrible. To be like, what is this? What kind of food are they trying to make me eat? So, but I forced myself, and then I forced myself to eat, and I took the pills and things to sleep. So it looked like it was going a little bit better. But later on, I was now supposed to go back to my country because it was vacation. Coronavirus just started in China, and my parents wanted me to go back home. So I came back home. And as I came back home, I was supposed to be in quarantine. I believe that time it was 40 days or 14 days. I don't remember. But I was there. And then in quarantine, I was alone again. I was seeking the presence of the Lord. And the same thing began to happen again. I became kind of unstable. A lot of strange things going on through my mind. And food was difficult to eat. Even I had a bad dream the very same day that I arrived in my country. When I slept at the hospital, I had a nightmare, a demonic attack. So it was like that until I came out of the hospital. And when I went back home, it was worst. So it was not just my friends in China anymore. Now even at my home, everybody know that this child, something happened. But nobody could understand me. Nobody could know. Even myself, I was not understanding what was going on. I was so confused. This was the most confusing time of my life. But by and by, the Lord began to restore me. And this actually, it lasted from the whole of 2020 all over into 2021. In the middle of 2021, that's where things really began to stabilize. I found some friends fellowshipping with. And by, the Lord began to restore me and restore me and restore me. And even in that period where things were not right, when I was beginning to come out of it a little by little, the Lord began to speak things to me through people that did not even know me. And they would come and say this and this and that. And then later on, the Lord will show me that, oh, this is true. He will give me a revelation and he will show that actually this is true. And somebody else will come and tell me this and this and this, things about my life, things about my thoughts, and say this will happen, this will happen. And all of this, it was all happening at a time where I could not rejoice over it. I had no way to rejoice. I was just looking at them like, what are these people talking about? What are they saying? So, but later on, as the Lord began to restore me by and by, he gave me strength. And he really took me out of it and showed me the path. And in one particular dream, he showed me what happened in a way. And he placed me on a path. And a voice said, go forward. So this is how the Lord began to restore me. And the interesting part of all of this is that all through that period of time, it was not only that happened. Many other things happened, not only around myself. And I realized that the Lord was using every little thing of the things that I had suffered and experienced to help people. Every time I would come out of one little thing, somebody will come. Oh, I have this, and it will be the exact same situation. I will be like, what? I just understood that some time ago. I went through that. And it was like that. I looked at people, and the very same kind of troubles that they had were part of the things that I had experienced personally in that time. And I was able to help them. I was able to give something to them that will profit them. That would be a blessing. And more like that, this really showed me that all the trials, just like the Bible says, that we go through. So many times we look at it as if like, oh, what is going on? Why me? Why me? But actually, the Lord is using every little thing of those trials. Even sometimes in trials, there is mockery, you know. Not only suffering, not only sickness, mockery from people. At that time, even I had threats of death in my dreams. And I was like, okay. So, and then there was a lot of, you know, what the enemy was using, even in some of the bad dreams that I received during that time. He was trying to also, like, he was just trying to remove my faith, make me think that I am alone and completely abandoned. But even in that period, the Lord began to put people in my life that were a blessing, exceeding blessing unto me. And sent some brethren to from far away, that was Pastor Nice's assembly, to tell me that though all those things were happening around me, that he will lift me up again. So the Lord was also doing this at the same time. And then, so in the process, I began to see that all of these things, God was going to use it for his own glory. All the things that we go through, all the suffering, even our Lord himself, when you read his trials, when he suffered, he was beaten, he was mocked. You know the kind of mockery that they used on him. What kind of mockery was it? What did they mock him on? It was on his kingship. They put the crown of thorns, they put the royal purple robe, they bow down and say, "Oh, hail King of the Jews, tell us who hit you," and things like that. "Come down and we will see that you are truly true." And what does the Bible say later on? What did Christ receive? The very same thing that they were mocking him on. And the Bible says that in the book of Revelation, he will come and even those that pierced him will see all the things that we go through. From the very place that we were mocked and suffered, God will lift you up again. All our trials, we have to look at them just like Peter said, that they are precious unto us. All the things that happen to us, they are precious unto us. The sufferings, they are precious unto us. Paul said, "Let no man trouble me, because I bear in my body the mark of the sufferings of Christ." You will help others better after you have gone through those trials. Even you will pray for them better, because you have gone through these trials. You become a weapon against the enemy concerning all the things that you have been through. So I want to encourage somebody today to never give up, to never think that things, never think that things are too difficult, whether it's spiritual issues, whether it's attacks or oppression from the enemy. Whether it is financial issues, there is always a blessing hidden behind it. So let us be encouraged in the Lord today. And may we be able to stand in the grace, the great grace the Lord has given us. He loves us. All things truly work for good to them that love God and accord according to his purpose. So I pray right now for any person that may be going through the same things that I've gone through, that the Lord God right now will impart you grace and will take you out of this situation in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I thank the Lord for the opportunity today. I want to thank Brother Andrew Peary for giving me the opportunity to share this little testimony with you all. And at his request, I'm going to share some songs the Lord gave me, because this is something I did not mention. It was in that very same period of time when I was going through all these things, the Lord began to show me a gift that was in my life to sing. And he gave me many songs to his glory. And I am going to share some with you by the grace of God today. May the Lord bless you all. May you be encouraged. May you be strengthened, may you be fortified, and rejoice when you go through trials and tribulation like Job, because it means that God is boasting over you in heaven. Amen.